Episode 24 of The Layback with Luke and Jeff.
Yeah, Flagstaff, they the dirt up there apparently.
Oh.
On the baseball fields, they were raking in with these machines. It was like a haboob.
Got all dustified.
All day.
Got you all nasal dusty.
Yeah, a lot of the parents woke up the next day and they're like, oh, does your throat hurt? I'm like, fuck yeah, it does.
Uh-huh.
How about your nose? I'm like, I can't breathe.
I can't breathe.
In 7,000 feet, I can't breathe anyways.
7,000, that's right. It's so fucking high up there.
Dude, it's bad.
Yeah.
Walking around like, I can't really talk and walk at the same time.
Whoa.
That's just me, though.
But why do people go to Flagstaff then if it's so high?
It's beautiful. It's cold.
It's cold.
Like 65, 70 the whole time.
Was it?
Great. Sunny, breezy.
Easy, breezy, beautiful.
Yeah, it's great up there. If you can breathe. I couldn't.
If you can handle, we're at 1,000 here in Phoenix.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Well, I lived at 5280 for like a decade.
Yeah, 51, 52? Is it 50? Yeah.
Trust me, I know.
Are you excited about your old hometown going into the
Joker.
Finals?
It's my guy.
Dude.
He's going to wear the ring.
Dude, I think they're going to get it in four.
Oh, dude. If they're not rusty.
Right. That's what Kevin was saying.
They've been sitting for a while. If they're not rusty, yeah. Miami? Come on, bro.
So wow. Only the second time an 8 seed's made it to the finals in NBA history.
Well, they almost made history with Boston coming through being 3 down. That doesn't happen. That's never happened.
They were the 4th team to make it to game 7.
Really?
Yeah. There's a lot of impossible possibilities, you know, happening.
Yeah. After that happened, I was like, wow, Miami. Butler.
Yeah.
Running your mouth.
3 games. You're up 3-0.
Running your mouth, dude. You lost three. You won 3 in a row, and then you lost 3 in a row.
But he LeBron James'd. He took his foot off the gas. That's why he lost.
Stupid.
You know how LeBron will just stand around.
Yeah, let me just do some passes.
He'll just, like, stand around and watch the play. And, like, where's your... And then he's like, yeah, but I really turn it up for other plays, but not all the plays.
Yeah, because he wants to save his energy. Come on, dude.
That's where you're not.
Did Kobe or Jordan save theirs?
No.
Never.
Did Chuck?
Never.
Did fucking Shaq?
Never.
Never.
Well, he's at the free throw line.
Saving
45 minutes a game.
45 out of 48.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I guess a stopped clock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw something on that. I don't know if it was the commissioner or somebody was like, you know, Shaq was in there hanging around, you know, whatever, talking all this jive. And he's like, can we just get rid of foul shots? This is when he's a little younger. You know what I mean?
They're just sucking.
Yeah. They literally.
Hack a Shaq.
NBA.
Man.
If you look at it, the NBA changed damn near everything for Shaquille O'Neal. They had to get new hoops.
Mm-hmm.
They had to
fortified fucking steel beams that he couldn't break.
That guy's a freak.
Yeah, he's a big freak.
Hack-a-Shaq became a rule.
Mm-hmm. Well, you couldn't do it in the last 2 minutes.
Yeah. There was a bunch of stuff that he changed the game. I'd have to rewatch what I saw, but there's quite a bit.
Four rigs, Chuck.
Yeah, where's your those guys? I love watching those guys.
It's the best fucking. It's one of the best shows on TV.
It is. They're the best guys to ever do that show.
Oh, for sure.
And then old Kenny, knock knee Kenny,
knock knee. Always sprinting to the board, looking over his shoulder,
thinking someone's gonna tackle one of these big idiots is gonna tackle him.
You see the one where he couldn't move his chair, and then like Shaq had a button that released his chair. He had the crew like come up with some device where he could lock his chair with a button.
That's great.
He's like, I can't move my chair.
The best one is when they were laughing at what's his name, Laker Brow.
AD
laughing at him leaving in a wheelchair. So Shaq's over here like giggling, and then Chuck's like trying to get through it. Oh yeah, you know I blah 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 talking. We should watch it, dude. And and then he's all, Shaq, stop.
He's like, Shaq's doing it.
Shaq's over here. Shaq's over it. And then Kenny did a wheelchair thing with his chair. And he's like, Kenny, what are you doing? He's like, I'm just trying to adjust my chair. Just like some eighth graders in Mr. Zedwick's class. Yeah. Here it is. Look at these guys dying. Oh, my head.
Come on. You want to play?
Who was you and who was me back in class? I was probably Shaq just giggling, getting you in trouble.
Yeah, for sure you were.
Always.
Eric, this isn't working.
Bring up the second. Yeah, there we go. Just do that.
Try that. Thanks, Eric.
I don't need you. Who needs Eric?
I'm the new Eric. I think hopefully you have the one.
Here we go.
Interesting. Never thought they were going to win this game. And now here's the play. Kevon Looney catches Anthony Davis in the face.
That's tough.
And he was shaky walking off the floor. In fact, it was reported by Chris Haynes that he was put in a wheelchair and wheeled to a room. And the story we'll be following over the next 48 hours.
Look at Shaq looking straight down, trying not to laugh.
The severity of that injury.
Look at him. He's pretending to read.
Speculate on what it could be.
He's pretending to read.
Trying to get off the floor, and we will see what his status is for games.
Look at Kenny's all sidehead. Like,
Yeah, well, I wasn't expecting, honestly, you know, I wasn't in game 5, 6, whatever, the Lakers to win. Because both teams, Lakers and Golden State, they've been inconsistent all year.
He's doing everything he can to just say something.
Games that you go.
Look at Shaq.
This is how they should get it done. So, you know, game 6, these guys.
I think I do.
I'm laughing at Chuck.
They're playing with each other.
Shaq is over there crumbling up paper. That's why I was laughing.
Crumbling up paper.
I'm laughing at Chuck. Come on,
man.
Come on, man.
Stop it, man.
Stop it. Ernie, we don't let us go there. But if we go there, it'll never stop.
Ernie, we need to go to that next game. We don't.
Oh, man. I'm laughing at Chuck.
Well, tell me, give me your takeaway from the game, Chuckster.
No shocker. The Lakers were, you know, they were kind of engaged.
Look at him trying so hard.
When you give up 70 points in the first half, you're not I'm sitting, fixing my seat. I'm fixing my seat. What is Kenny doing? I'm fixing my seat. I did not do that. It's in my seat. Hey, come on, man. I'm just saying, nothing surprising. 70 points in the first half. They were playing this game like, okay, we can win it, we can win it. But obviously, you know, you can tell by Darvin's comments. He's like, hey, this is the playoffs. It is what it is. They said, okay, we're going to go home.
He's trying to talk with his eyes closed.
They better wrap this thing up. Yeah, there was no expectation to win this game. No, I mean, not a high.
Is that it?
There was expectation.
I think that's it. It might be.
Yeah, well, you gave them 70 points. There wasn't a high expectation because they, like I said, we're in the play-in. Both teams, like.
Oh, man.
But in all reality, like, just how soft these guys are now. Like, these old tough guys are like, fuck these pussies.
I know they are.
And they say it all the time.
Yeah. It's a weak league.
He left in a wheelchair, and Shaq goes immediately starts reading his papers. Kenny's all. These guys.
Well, it's like every couple of generations, I think. They just think about like World like Korea, the Korean War. Those guys were tough as shit.
Yeah.
World War One and two, and then you know they got a little soft in the 60s and 70s, and then like the boomers, you know, and then the Gen Xers were tough as shit, and then the millennials got pussies.
Yeah.
Right. And then now what? We got Z's. I think Z's are gonna.
That's what my kids are. Z's.
Yeah, I think yeah, for sure. Yours are Z's. Isn't that it, Eric? Z? Gen Z?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Or was it Gen X, Gen Next? No, Gen X, Millennials, Gen Z. And then I think that's going to be a mixed bag. As we're seeing, there are a bunch of fucking. Maybe they're not soft. I don't know. Maybe they are tough. That's why you're. Getting this trans movement, everybody's fighting and being tough, and, right? You know.
Well, all I know is the last prison I worked at. Every 5 years, you had to do a major background check, where they checked everywhere you lived, everything, like they check everything. So I had to fill out all these papers. You know, you're nervous every time. You're like, oh. Did I do something? You know, whatever. Did I do the paperwork wrong and I'm going to have to redo it all? This guy looks at my stuff and he's like, thank God. And I said, for what? He goes, all your stuff's great, man. I said, oh. You know, I'm not really with it paper-wise. You know, I'm thinking to myself, like, okay, yeah, whatever, cool. He goes, all these millennials, they don't even know where they lived for 5 years. They've had 29 jobs. He goes, you've had one job, dude, in 10 years. This is great.
Yeah.
And you've lived in, like, two places. I'm like, yeah. Cool. He goes, yeah, you're good, bro. Dude. I don't think he even looked at my stuff. He's like, you're fine.
Yeah. Well, I can attest to that, too, being an employer, right? I've hired hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people, I guess, over the 12, almost 10 years.
Open door over here, Trailhead.
Or what's that? Revolving.
Revolving door, excuse me.
Yeah. But it's cold calling, right? So cold calling
is everywhere now. Everywhere's revolving.
Well, that's what I saw was people coming and having, you know, what you look for as somebody who hires people is you look for longer. You don't want to see like gaps in employment or 90-day stints or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, you want to see like a couple years. I mean, you know. As an employer, you need to know nobody's going to work for you forever. It's not the way it works.
Like Leducevon.
Leducevon.
Remember that guy?
Leducevon. Yeah.
Yeah. Ducey.
Ducey. Remember Sergio? Were you there when Sergio was there? He'd talk like this, and then he would just talk like this, and then he would go, at the end.
I would have had a heyday with that, so no.
Like, hey, Jeff, did you have a good weekend? He was doing it in his calls. He'd be like, hey, Jeff, this is Sergio. I'm trying to reach a realtor. Am I in the right place? And I was like, dude, stop doing that. He's like, doing what? He's like, I'll stop making that noise. He's like, what noise?
What noise?
I'm like, that one right there. Stop doing that. One time, he's the guy that told a lady, because I would tell, when I train, you know, I would tell everybody, like, look, when they say these objections, they're lies. They're just lying to you. It's okay. It's a little white lie. Like, when you want to get out of going to somebody something, oh, I got a thing. It's a white lie, right? Yeah, everybody.
Yeah, like the game on Saturday. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, the game on Saturday. No, that's too late for us. We can't go do that shit. We're too old for that. I'm not going to a 7 o'clock start for a 3.5 hour game.
It's okay.
We're in bed at like, she's in bed at like 7:30. I'm in bed at like 9 at the latest.
You're in bed when the whiskey cup's empty.
The whiskey cup's empty. I'm in bed when I run out of whiskey.
Every night.
Every night. Every single night. But yeah. So I would tell in the training. So then one time, some lady was like, yeah, I gotta go do this thing. I'm in this car, I'm in the store, I got all the excuses start pouring out. In the car,
store, kids, dog.
Yeah. It's raining. And then he goes, you're lying.
What? You're not supposed to tell him that.
I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, she's lying. She's lying. I'm like, oh my God, dude. Don't say that.
Too bad he didn't have his picture still.
Oh, man. He looked like the son off of Cleveland, the Cleveland Brown show. Hey, Dad.
Oh, Dad, come on. I don't think I've ever seen that show.
Oh, it's such a good show. The Cleveland show. like his son. Yeah, so tell me about this fist fight you got in.
Oh, I didn't.
Oh.
I just stood right and watched it.
You saw a fist fight?
I was like this.
Terrible form. You guys suck.
This guy's, he doesn't work there anymore. Talk about an idiot, dude.
Talk about an idiot.
Let me do it.
Okay.
So he's like a family member of the owner. A nephew, if you will.
Oh, of the place you work.
Yeah. Which this place has been bought out by somebody else, but he still, every year, quits and comes back, drug binge, quit, come back, drugs.
Oh, nice.
So basically, long story short, he lost his wife to drugs, and she had a new guy, like ASAP.
Oh, like she didn't
ASAP.
Die.
ASAP.
I see, a new guy, lost his wife to drugs, like died.
Yeah, no, he lost his wife from him doing drugs.
There it is.
Mm. So, long story short with this guy, he's a welder. He only welds stuff, and he only wants to weld, and that's all. I don't do anything else. Like, well, it's not that kind of place. Like, if we need help with something, hey, let's help with this, help with that. He didn't want to do it. So, I just got done hanging a TV on the break room. You're like, do I look like a maintenance man? You know, like, I don't care. Do whatever. It's fine. So I come out. He's sitting there like this. I'm like, what's wrong with you? We're friends. You know, I'm like, what's wrong with you? I'm going to quit. Every day he's going to quit. Every day.
I'm going to quit. Oh, man.
And he's just sitting there. Like, my opinion, he had done meth again. So he's just like, oh, can't control himself. I'm going to quit. I said, dude, just quit then. Like, everybody's tired of hearing you're going to quit. Oh, we're so, you know, so threatened. Go quit, dude. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a welder. That's it. So, well, just go home. There's nothing to weld today. Just go home. I'm not in charge of this guy. I'm just his friend. Like, dude, shut up.
Yeah.
I'm tired of hearing you.
Loser talk.
Yeah, I'm going to quit. Okay, then quit. I said, go home. Get out of here. Whatever.
Be a loser.
The guy in charge comes over. He's like, dude, what are you doing? I'm going to quit. And he goes, well, then quit. He said everything I said. Identical. And I'm just standing like this. This is great. And he's like, oh, is that it? I'm fired? You're firing me? He's like, no, go home if you're not going to work. You don't sit here and get paid. Just get to pout. It was great, dude. Oh, I fucking just grabbed all the shit. And then they're like, fuck you. And then when this guy swings at him.
Which guy? The drug guy?
Yeah. And the other guy's trained. A lot of
jiu-jitsu or?
Yeah, I think so. Something like that. So he just takes it on the chin. Like, and they like stood there like this. And everybody's like, hey, whoa, whoa, whoa. And I'm just like, just sitting there like, oh, this is great. Me, this other guy, this sales guy, was out there looking for some. And he was like all pale, like he had seen the devil. So I was more looking at him, like, look at this idiot. So scared.
Yeah.
And so, whatever, they stop, and everybody's like, stop. And this guy starts grabbing all his stuff, and he's like, just keeps yelling, fuck! Like, he can't use his words, so he's just yelling, fuck! This is bullshit!
No, he's high as fuck.
Yeah, and then he's like, I busted my ass for you! Screaming it, so now we scream that throughout the shop all day long at everything. But yeah, dude, that's why I had to stay because he left. I had to finish his job, dude. I was like, this is dumb, man. But yeah, they let him come back after that. And So he's worked another week or so, and then I came back from what I was doing, or I just got in there. It was about 10 a.m. because I do stuff before I get home, take a truck home or whatever, and come in about 10 a.m. I was just doing nothing really, but looking busy. Hope nobody's listening. Just looking busy, and I could see that look in his eye again. He's just looking at me all weird. And so every time he turned his back, I would throw something at him. He'd be like, I was pretending I was painting something. I was like, next thing you know, he grabs all his stuff. It's like 10 o'clock in the morning. He's all. And we're just like, what's happening? He starts texting us.
He's like right there texting you?
Pretty much. Pretty much. So
it's fucking high as fuck.
Yeah, for sure. He says, he texts me and two other guys in a group text, "You're all cowards. Thought we were friends. See me in the streets and I'll whip your asses."
Mm.
Yeah. And we're all like, well, you tried that once and you didn't knock him out. And then he basically, I don't know, just kind of took it, I guess. And then was like this. You had a free shot on your boss, dude. And
He took the punch and then just went like squared up.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's all he did.
He didn't react. He didn't. I guess his training didn't kick in, huh?
No. And he's from like the streets of Chicago. He's always talking about these weird things he got into, but
maybe he's just letting cooler heads.
Well, he's in charge. You know, like if you're going to sit there and fight, you get fired. You know, I don't know. He's got three kids and he's single dad with no mom around at all. So it's good for him. That's fine, dude. We don't need to be fighting. He's 40 years old.
No.
But he's and he had a rental car that day because his truck's in the shop. So it was a Mustang. So he's like doing burnouts everywhere.
Still driving high on meth.
Yeah, he's for sure. And he's telling us how he's going to see us in hell and how can we do this to him when he's not mentally stable.
Because he's on meth?
Yeah. You're unmethingly stable.
Unmethingly stable.
And then I was like, and he said that someone was trying to give him a piss test.
Oh.
I was like, well, who's doing that? I was like, oh. We go to Concentra, like a professional place. I don't know, dude. He was wigged out on meth, and we haven't heard from him since. But it was exciting. And then he came back a couple hours later, and like it was like a little cul-de-sac, I guess, where we work. And he did some like burnout, and went 100 miles an hour again. We're like, is he gonna come shoot us up? Like, what are we doing?
To meth us up.
It was good. We still make fun of him, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
Fuck!
We're making fun of him right now.
Yeah. Telling his story.
I did meth one time.
Ooh.
Yeah, I did it one time.
You and Foxer?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I did meth.
You go snort some meth?
I don't remember how we did it. All I remember is we were playing cards, and I had a big gulp full of alcohol, and I drank a fifth and a half or something throughout the night, and like my body was wasted, like my brain was like but my body was drunk. And so I got up and I was like falling everywhere. I was like, this doesn't make sense.
Give me some meth.
Yeah, this doesn't make any sense. No, I was already on it.
Oh, you were on it.
Yeah, I was already on it. And the next day I had to go to one of my dad had a few rental properties back in the day. And I had to go. I was tiling the basement in one of them. The one where you saw Cam's back.
Ooh, very nice back.
Yeah, that place. So I had to go there. And then I had to, my dad and my Uncle Doke came and met up with me.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Anyway, it was the worst. worst like come down feeling ever. Ew. Existential crisis. So I was like, I'm never doing that again. That was awful. It was a very strange drug. That's probably the hardest one I've ever done.
Well, people seem to really love it.
Well, addicts get addicted to it. I don't think they're loving it. I think they're addicted. Probably don't want to do it, you know?
I tried to ask that guy after he did his little meth binge, and like he was gone for 3 weeks, and we like basically told everyone he just wasn't feeling well. Like we had his back, you know, and then we're cowards and
right
whatever. But I was like, you're still doing it. I can tell your nose is red for one. I have a zit on the inside of my nose. No, you don't.
Yeah.
For two.
You got meth scars on the inside of your nose, son.
You're not going to lunch with us every day anymore. You're just going to get back to work.
Let's get back to
work. I'm so busy. But I was like, yeah, what is that stuff like? You know? And he's like, oh, it's like, you feel, you know, it's like adrenaline rush, like you're Superman, everything's good, keep you wide awake. That sounds horrible.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Until your fucking heart blows up.
Yeah, like if you drink too much caffeine, you're like, ugh, like I hate that feeling.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't do uppers.
Say no to drugs.
Bro, I got some CBD the other day. So I started my regimen for my TRT, right, last week.
You're looking pretty sexy.
Yeah. One dose.
You're like, Stallone.
All it took. Hey, yo, Adrian. I get this CBD from American Shaman. It's THC free because I don't fuck with THC. Uh-uh. I haven't for a long time. I hate it. And then the guy, I wanted two bottles, and he's like, I'm out. So here, he's like, here, I'll hook you up with the demo that's full. We just opened it a little while back. So like it's full. You can have it on the house. I was like, oh, cool. Thank you.
Sounds good.
Yeah, because I always go spend a bunch of money in there, and they love me. So then he hooked it up. And so when I got home, I took it, and I got fucking stoned. And I was
THC
like,
in it?
I was looking at the bottle and it said no THC, but something must have got mixed up because I know what the fuck that feels like and I fucking hate it.
Yeah.
And I got fucking stoned off it. And so, then I was thinking, well, is it a reaction to some of the TRT shit I'm doing?
No.
So, yeah, so I opened the other bottle and did that one. It was fine. So I was like, okay, something's fucked up with that bottle.
Well, I went to get some a while back and this shop, and the guy's like, this one here has just a little bit of THC in it. I was like, no.
No.
I don't like THC. I don't want anything to do with it.
No.
Just CBD. Get me from panicking. That's all I want. Sleep real good.
Yeah. CBD is the bomb of this shit.
It is, dude.
Yeah.
I was waking up in panics at Flagstaff.
Oh.
I think because of the sinus infection, I wasn't breathing.
Well, elevation.
Wake up and I'm like, yeah, and the elevation.
Yeah, throws your oxygen.
Got to pace around the house for 45 minutes and then cool down and go back to bed.
Yeah, well, I was feeling, I didn't know what it was, so I was starting to feel weird, and it was like one of the first days that I.
Yeah.
It was the day I injected.
The TRT.
And I didn't aspirate. I was like, oh, shit, I didn't aspirate. Oh, no, am I going to fuck? Did I fuck anything?
What do you mean aspirate?
Well, in the video, they say you got to pull out a little bit, see if there's any blood.
Right.
And then if there is, you redo it.
Well.
And then, but I didn't do that because it's like a fucking awkward angle.
I've never done that in my life.
Yeah.
Now, there are other ones where you need to do that.
Yeah, like COVID mRNA shots.
Well, like Tren and those ones because.
If that gets directly into your bloodstream.
You get this cough. It's like the oil goes straight to the back of your throat. You're like, for like 30 minutes.
Whoa.
It happened to me one time, and I laid on the couch coughing for 30 minutes.
Yeah, so that made me paranoid. I wasn't sure after I took the CBD. I was like, oh, it's just CBD. And then, but it was like 8 hours later.
You're like, yeah, man.
And then I was like, I'm feeling weird. And then my heart rate went up, and I was like, I'm feeling dizzy. And I was like, oh no. And then I wish I was there. I took my blood pressure. I have a blood pressure machine. So I was taking my blood pressure and it was high.
Oh, okay, you were freaking out a little bit.
Because I was freaking out. And it was high, and it made me even more scared that I'd fucked up. Fuck's THC. Fuck that shit.
Yeah. Are you gonna fail your drug test?
Yeah. The one I impose on all my employees.
High voltage.
High voltage. We just test for high voltage pizza.
McDonald's.
Pizza and high voltage mostly. And cupcakes for Levi.
Cupcakes.
Obviously, I get the best treatment around here because otherwise I would be long gone if that was true.
Favoritism.
Yep.
Yep. Yep.
Eric's my favorite.
Me too. Sorry, Levi, but me too.
Knew it.
Yeah.
Levi doesn't. He's too cool to kick it. Was that? What's that old saying? Too cool for school?
Too cool for school. He's scared of the camera. He doesn't want to be on camera.
Me too.
Thank you.
I look like what I look like. Can't change it.
Nothing to be scared of. We're just two buddies hanging out. I told him, like, hey, man, people, you're a unique person and people would enjoy your opinion about whatever.
Yeah, and he's funny.
He's very funny.
Yeah, not really. I'm just kidding.
Looking.
No. Looking.
No, he's a good dude.
Yeah, we need to get Eric back in the chair.
Yeah. Get Eric back in here.
It's just like radio silence. Right back in the chair is all. Chirp, chirp.
Chirp, chirp. What do you think about this Ron DeSantis running for president now?
Oh, I love it.
What does Trump call him? He has a nickname for him.
DeSantis.
Disenchantis.
Yeah, that's what.
Disenchantis.
I think so.
The funniest shit I heard the other day was Trump said, he was like, "This is a very special day, very special. I'm going to take away crooked from Hillary. She's no longer crooked Hillary. I'm going to call her something else. She's going to be called, maybe she'll be called lovely. Lovely Hillary. Beautiful Hillary." And then he goes, "I'm now going to use that title for Joe Biden. Crooked Joe. He's the crookedest. He's the most crooked. And he's going to have the moniker from now on. It's a big day."
You'd be in jail. She's like, "Good, you know, what would you do if, whatever, you're running something?" And he'd be like, he goes, "You'd be in jail." You know what I'm talking about?
Was that during the debates?
Yeah.
He was talking about.
And everybody's like, "Yeah.
You'd be in jail," to Hillary.
Because he's all tall to the microphone and he just looks over and goes, "You'd be in jail."
He does that like side look.
Yeah.
"You'd be in jail."
I love that guy just because of that stuff he says.
He's a character for sure, man.
Serious.
Somebody said he missed his calling. He could have been a comedian.
True.
He is pretty funny.
Yeah.
Crooked Hillary. It's no longer Crooked Hillary.
Sleepy Joe.
Sleepy Joe. It's now Crooked Joe. Beautiful, lovely Hillary. She's very lovely. Oh, man. Crooked Joe is right.
Bill Clinton hears that and he's like, doesn't care, just looking at some young girl. Like, he looks like a ghost now. Have you seen him lately?
He's old, man.
Jeez.
How old is he? 85 or something?
Is he really? I don't think he's that old.
Well, Joe Biden's 80.
Right. He looks it and acts it.
76. Oh, he's the same age as
Harold.
Trump and him are the same age.
My mom's 1 year older. I mean, 10 years younger, Mom.
Yeah. Hillary's 75. Carter's 98. I thought he died recently.
Jim?
Jimmy Carter, yeah. Joe Biden, 80.
76 and still horny as a toad. It's when you live as a pervert, it just never goes away.
It's on that TRT.
Oh, I'm sure. He's got the good stuff.
Yeah.
Hillary's 75. Jeez.
She looks good.
I would. I was thinking like 60s, maybe.
Mm-hmm. 75, yeah. My mom's turning 69.
Yeah, she is.
Tomorrow. The next couple days.
She's looking good, too.
Hmm. She's like, I quit any alcohol and I'm losing so much weight. I'm like, yeah, it's not good for you.
Is she drinking a lot?
Oh, yeah.
I'd love to take some shots with her.
Yeah, she might come to town. Her and her husband might come to town, come through Phoenix, so.
What's his name again? I forget.
Bob.
Cowboy Bob. I'll wear my boots.
Fuck yeah.
And then I'll be twice as tall as him. Not just three quarters, but double.
Double. He's a supporter of the show. He likes it.
Good.
Yeah, he listens.
No kidding?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. I always thought he was cool.
He listens to all the stuff.
I met him, I think, twice in my life. Yeah. I love old cowboys.
Yeah, he's just an old vet, Navy vet. He's a big Trumper.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, Bob, come on out for some whiskeys.
Yeah. I don't think you can
drink. I was joking about your wife. She's like my second mom.
Yeah.
Don't shoot me.
No. He's a good dude. He means well.
Al Gore. I haven't heard that name in a long time.
Al Gore. In my plan, we'll have a lockbox. Lockbox. I'd like to summarize my plan. Lockbox. That's what he ran against Junior.
Bush.
Junior, yeah.
Yeah.
Bush Junior. And they stole the election.
I'm sure.
It's always stolen.
Shame on you. And don't get shamed again.
Can't get fooled again.
Yeah.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice. Well, fool me twice, you can't get fooled again.
They used to go to town on him on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, yeah. Will Ferrell played him.
Yeah.
One time he was just like this with cat paws playing with a ball.
There's a new movie with Will Ferrell coming out. It's a animation pet movie.
Oh, yeah.
And it's rated R.
Bad dogs or something like that.
It's going to be hilarious, I'm sure.
It looks good. Yeah, Jamie Foxx is in it, too. I guess he recouped, or maybe that was after his stroke.
I hope he's okay.
Yeah. Me too.
Remember him on In Living Color? He dressed as the girl.
Joanna Man?
Yeah, something like that.
No, was that the movie? Joanna Man?
No, was his name Wanda?
Jawanda?
Jawanda, yeah, something like that.
Let's look at that.
That show was hilarious. And Jim Carrey was in it.
Jamie Foxx.
In Living Color.
In Living Color. Characters.
In Living Color. Do what you wanna do.
There it is. It doesn't say, though.
That show would be shut down in 30 seconds these days.
Yeah, you could. Jamie Foxx in a blonde wig and a dress.
His crossed eyes and his lips. Wanda, yeah.
Yeah, Living Wanda. Wanda, best known for Fire Marshal Bill, Jim Carrey, Jamie Foxx, and more. Let me tell you something.
Fire Marshal Bill?
Fire Marshal Bill. Let me tell you something.
A lot of people came out of that show. J-Lo.
J-Lo, yeah. All the Wayans Dynasty.
Yeah.
Damn. I was just watching The Other Guys the other day. It was just on HBO or something.
The Other Guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the opening scene where The Rock and Samuel Jackson are like the top dogs. They're like the top detectives, and they go and jump off the building.
They're like, let's get it.
You thinking what I'm thinking? Yeah, aim for the bushes. They jump off a 20-story building and fucking kill themselves. What a funny joke at the beginning of the movie.
And you're thinking the whole time, like, oh, yeah, they'll probably make it because it's the movie.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, yeah, well, we're Oops. Gathered here today.
Well, no, it shows them fall the whole way.
Right.
And then just splat.
You thinking what I'm thinking?
Yeah, aim for the bushes. Thinking Rob, thinking partner? Yeah, aim for the bushes. Steroid throat.
Yeah, he's all natural. Have you ever heard Joe Rogan talk about him?
Oh, yeah.
There's no way in hell he's all natural.
Yeah.
Well, duh, look at him.
That's like the Liver King dude.
Right, claiming all those years, oh, I'm all natural. Then they did a blood sample, and he had Tren and everything under the sun. Like, yeah, you're a liar, dude.
Yeah, we all knew it. I didn't even know who he was until... the apology. I saw some show about it. Somebody was covering it and showed that he apologized.
He's just some redneck that's all buffed out and does weird workouts and says he only eats liver and raw meat and all the stuff, and that's why he's so big.
And that's how he made his money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come to find out, he's lying.
Yeah.
Injections.
Well, I was all natural until last week.
Are you going to walk with your arms out wide now?
I always do.
Like you're carrying two suitcases?
No, I flex my lats, and then they just hang like that, you know?
Call you air lats?
Yeah. Fat lats.
Fat lats?
Fat lats. There's muscle under there. There's just a thick layer on top that makes them push out even more. It's cushy. It's cushioned for my arms to... rest
well,
on.
You don't want to rub your arms raw, so they need to stick out.
Well, I mean, you don't want that muscle on muscle. You know, you want
it's like sandpaper.
You know, a little fat here on top of the lat, a little fat on the bottom of the arm. And so then when they rub, it's like, it's cushiony.
Oh, yeah.
Comfort and strength.
I understand that.
Yes. Yes. It's the best way to be. My heart swells with pride.
It clogs with pride.
My heart swells with clogging pride.
With the artery hardening.
At the obesity. Audacity. Obesity.
I wonder what your BMI is.
My body mass?
You're like 50%.
50 cent.
I remember back when I was pretty jacked, I went to the doctor for something, and he was like, gave me my papers, and he goes, whatever you do, don't read the last page until you leave here. I'm like, why?
Because he didn't want you to kill him?
Yeah, because it was like, because that's back, I was obviously probably at like 15 or 18% body fat at the time. Had a lot of muscle, I was pretty heavy, but... according to the charts, so they don't do the pinch, they just do the chart. Oh, he's 6'4 and he weighs 300. He's obese.
400, right?
429. He's obese. So he,
for sure.
He's like, just don't kill me. So I was like, read it all quick. And he was, and it said, like, I was like 30% fat or whatever. And he's like, it's not crazy. You're a big guy. You're a lot of muscle.
Backtracking.
Yeah. That's I think I had messed up my shoulder in the oil field, I think.
Mm.
And he gave me like 2,000 Percocets.
What?
He's like, yeah, you're a big guy. You're going to need them. 1,000 milligrams. I'm like, holy smokes.
Oh, 1,000 milligram pills?
Yeah.
Oh.
But he's giving me like 100 of them.
Whoa.
Yeah. Like every month.
Whoa.
Those went right down the hatch of the old ex-wife.
Stay happy, stay happy, stay happy.
Well, I mean, I needed them. I was hurt. I'd come to the bottle and be like, How is there two left? Like, I still have to work for like 2 more weeks and no refills. Like, it's drugs. They're not going to just give me more. You said I could have some.
Some, not 90.
Like, like 2 or 3 or 4, you know, like whatever. Yeah, not 93.
I don't like taking pills, man. No. I don't take ibuprofen ever. I haven't taken ibuprofen in years. CBD is my ibuprofen.
That works for pain?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Headaches.
Stretch your ibuprofen before I got here.
Stretch your neck. Stretch your fucking body out, too. And that gets rid of a lot of headaches. But, yeah, I don't like taking pills. Like, the pills they gave me for the TRT shit, I'm like, ugh, what's in this? What is it going to do? Fuck, I don't want to take this shit.
Oh, your leukotriene blockers?
Yeah, my titty blockers and blood thickening. Or no, the...
thinner.
The testicle, the one, atrophy.
Just don't take those so you don't have to worry about sitting on them anymore.
Sitting on them? What do you mean sitting on them?
Like sitting on your testicles on accident?
Oh, don't take them so they get smaller. They atrophy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't really care about that.
But have you seen that clip of that old guy sits down and goes to cross his leg and he's like, oh!
And he racked himself?
Yeah. No. This old white-haired guy.
Oh, that's fucking good.
That's pretty funny. Yeah. He totally goes, oh!
That's hilarious.
It was. He's wearing like these old brown slacks.
We've all done that. We've all done some weird shit to rack yourself.
Oh, yeah. But he was, like, up on stage or something, like, sitting down on stage.
In front of people?
Yeah, and he goes just to, like, sit down. He's just like, oh.
Oh, man.
Huge, bald old guy.
Hot. Whoa, hey. Hot mic. Is that you, Eric?
Nope. I'm not anywhere near mine.
It better not be. Yeah, so we ended up fourth place this weekend up in Flagstaff. Shit.
You guys were doing so good.
Yeah, we did. First game. Man, first game was... So we were down...
Bro, that fucking Grand Slam was unreal.
Dude, isn't that?
Un-fucking real. Walk-off Grand Slam.
Walk-off Grand Slam.
Who can fucking say they've ever done that? Ever done that?
Kingston House.
Kingston... King-a-ling.
King-a-ling.
King-a-ling. King-a-ling.
He's like, I don't like that anymore. Fucking my boy. He's like, they can just call me like King Kong. That's fine.
King Kong. King Kong ain't got nothing on you, motherfucker. Hit a grand slam walk-off.
That was his second home run of the game.
I know.
His first one, they were down by 2, and it was a 3-run shot to bring us back. Up by 1, and then the defense let us down, and we 9 points, dude. 9 points in the last inning.
Wow.
So chipped away. Everybody's hitting good, coming back. 2 outs. Who knows, dude? I mean, talk about a fairy tale. 2 outs, full count. Your best hitter's up. Everybody's standing like, let's go.
Dude, your boys are going to go pro.
And this motherfucker rocks a fucking 300 shot dinger grand slam to win the game.
I'm going to say it now. This is my prophetic gift. Me and you are going to be sitting in a box watching your sons opposite of each other, two different teams in the World Series.
I believe it.
Do you receive it?
I speak it every day.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, I might tell them too.
Yeah.
You're going to do it. I listened to this motivational speaker, and he's like, he was in some basketball locker room. He goes, raise your hand if you're going pro. And he says, what are you looking at your friend for? You don't believe in yourself? He goes, if I go to Duke's locker room, I said, who's going to go pro? He goes, everybody be like this.
Me.
And I told that. And I said that to Kingston. I was like, you going to go pro? He's like, oh, yeah. I was like, no. You need to believe it now.
Yeah.
And then somebody was like, oh, nobody ever asked Kingston what he's going to do when he grows up. He's like, I'm playing baseball. And they're like, no, what are you going to do after that? He goes, I'm playing baseball. It's like, yeah, that's right.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck you are.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Can you imagine? I was just thinking about I was thinking about this last night, because last night I accidentally took the wrong dropper.
You took some CB goes, some go,
some CB, some CBD, and it happened to be the wrong bottle. And so I was like, we were watching the season finale of Succession, and I was all high, watching the season finale of Succession,
like just like this, doing the Frogger.
I was like this, like, oh shit, God, it just makes me, it just makes everything look fake to me. Like I can see they're acting now, like it's all fake. Yeah, so then Hiro went to bed, and then I watched the game, and like, I was just thinking, like, can you imagine being on this stage and that's your job? Like, you're playing basketball. I started getting all dumb, high thoughts. She's looking
at you like,
No, she went to bed.
So you were talking to yourself?
No, I was thinking.
Oh,
I was just thinking, like, can you imagine? That's your job. You have to like perform in front of all these crowds all the time and like play a game with a team, and it's pretty intense. But
keep baseball. Your life straight on the streets.
So yeah.
People don't film you or whatever they do these days.
Yeah. You don't get canceled or arrested or fucking having guns in the club.
Jeez. Yeah, that's what I tell these guys. Like, they're like, being a professional athlete's probably one of the hardest jobs to keep up because of your workouts and your mind frame and being healthy, like all, and you know, you get cut, you're stressed. It's more than just, oh, I lost my job. It's like, that's my life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So these guys that have to retire or whatever, when they don't want to, they lose it.
Yeah.
Because they need to compete.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, it's not going to be easy. Yeah, you can be Bo Jackson,
mm-hmm.
but you can also get hurt like Bo Jackson and yeah. be nothing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you got to. It's not that he wasn't prepared or he wasn't working out. He just had a freak injury.
Yeah, what was it?
His hip.
Hip, yeah. But that's because he was playing two sports, right? Wasn't he playing baseball and football?
Yeah. But it was just the way he got tackled. It somehow destroyed his hip. I think if he would have had the injury today, he'd be back in next season.
Well, and if he would do all like the off season work like LeBron does, spend $1 million off in the off season for your body, cryo right. and all that shit. Yeah, cold plunge and all that. I mean, yeah, probably not gonna.
A little bit of calf's blood.
A little bit of baby's blood.
Yeah, what's the umbilical cord?
Oh, placenta.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Placenta injections. Yeah.
And then you can flash a gun on Instagram twice because you're a gangster.
What's going to happen to that dude?
I think he's going to be out of the league. He's going to go over to Japan with Howard.
Is that where Dwight Howard is?
Yeah. He keeps inviting everybody.
Like, come on, the water's come on, warm.
It's over here. I honestly think, you know, like George Bush says, first time, shame on me.
No, you.
You.
The second time, shame on you.
Yeah, and just don't be fooled again, fool.
Well, that's that's what he did, right? And that's what I've heard sports commentators talk about is like, hey, dude, okay, first time, I get it. You fucked up. You're a kid. You're 23. We all make mistakes when we're 23.
Guns are cool, man. I'm a gangster.
Cool. Cool. Guess what? You signed something so you could get $200 million. Ethics clause or whatever the fuck you had to sign. Right, so you got reprimanded. Just don't do it again. Just be like, okay, well, I remember I signed this ethics clause. I have $200 million coming to me over the next 5 years. Let's not fuck that up over some shit that I'm going to look back on and be like, well, that was dumb. But he did it again.
But you did it again.
He did it a fucking again. So it's like
in the club with his shirt off. I mean,
I get it. I'm a rebel too.
The egos of these guys is unreal. Can you imagine being that guy?
Yeah, like, I am that guy.
You are that guy.
I am that guy. Yeah.
Just he's taller, more handsome, a lot less fat.
Bigger, athletic, longer, sharper. Better hair.
Better hair. Everything.
Everything. Skills. Not better brain, though. That's the problem. His brain's not better.
He's go too far, Moran.
Go too far, Moran. He took the mantle from me.
He took it from you. You got to get it back this weekend.
Go too far, Bettis. Yeah.
But man. Who was it? Steven Jackson? Was that his name? He used to play for the Pacers. He's got a podcast now.
Mark Jackson.
No, Steven.
Mark Jackson used to play for the Pacers.
Yeah, I remember him. He's still on. He's this guy, I believe it's Steven.
Oh, are you saying
he was like a shooting guard for the Pacers? He was in that Rumble at the Palace.
Are you talking about the guy that's on ESPN?
No. No, this guy does his own podcast on the side. He's got a kind of a white beard now. He was a real gangster in the NBA, like one of those real ones.
Mm.
Kind of like J.R. Smith, mm-hmm. one of those. He was a rebel gangbanger, like in a real gang. And he was like, he just literally clowning this guy, like, bro, you grew up nowhere near. Your life was nowhere near. You signed $200 million contract, and now you are trying to be a gangster? Like, what are you doing? And then who else? Oh, an actual head honcho Crip was on one of these shows, and it was like he's flashing rolling 60s Crip signs after he makes a three-pointer. He's going to have to answer for that.
Mm-hmm.
In fact,
tax him.
Schedule a meeting with me right now.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, you don't do that. And I mean, yeah. He's in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
That guy.
He can get out of it, though. I don't think it's too late. I don't think it's too late. Yeah, you pay the mob a little bit, make them happy, then whatever, $10 million or whatever the fuck ever you got to do, and then just...
I mean, he's got the Crips mad at him. He's got the whole...
Just say no phones. Just say no fucking phones at the club.
Have your homie carry the gun, gangster. You know what I mean? You're scared you're going to get robbed with your jewelry and your cash.
Yeah. Have security.
Have that guy, a professional. You know, whatever. You're rich, security. Bro.
Yeah.
Just like you hire me because you're scared to go around town.
Right.
You hire me.
I hired Jeff House to do my security, so don't fuck with me. Or you're going to get the horns.
They're not that sharp anymore.
Mess with the bull, get the horns.
But seriously.
Mess with the bull shitter, get the horns.
The horn shitter.
The horny shitter.
Yeah. But I mean, in all seriousness, and we're talking like, we probably grew up more hood than that guy.
For sure. Yeah.
But yeah, no, so my answer is I think he's going to lose all of his contracts or whatever. He's going to lose what he can out of those contracts.
Well, because he broke the code. I mean, he broke
the contract.
He broke the contract. So they don't have to, they don't owe him shit.
He won't ever play in Memphis again.
Kick rocks.
Yeah.
Somebody will pick him up.
Somebody will pick him up. He'll go play for, who knows, the Pelicans or.
He'll probably try to get a max, another max. Or super max, right? And nobody's going to take a chance on that.
He's going to get out of shape because he's going to get suspended probably for like the season.
He's going to be in the next Greg Oden.
Yeah.
He's going to be the next Greg Oden.
You remember how exciting it was that they drafted Greg Oden?
Yeah.
Oh, I was so excited.
Over Kevin Durant?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Where is Greg Oden right now? Is he still on his couch? Sad face. Why the sad face? That guy in college just dumb. He was like Shaq in college.
He's with Michael Phelps smoking weed.
Yeah. Did he get in trouble for doing some of that, doing some weird stuff at a strip club too or something?
Odin?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember.
He did something weird.
These motherfuckers.
I remember those NBA guys coming into the nightclubs we worked at.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one night, which was that? The View, that gangbanger bar we worked at. I don't think you worked there with us.
No.
That place was hot.
Jeez. Just for bodies and Dream On.
Dream On Saloon.
With Hasselbecker.
Hasselhoffer.
Hasselhoffer. Yeah.
James.
James Hasselhoffer.
Oh, geez, the Fu Manchu, that guy.
He was dating the girl with, like, the biggest tits I've ever seen.
Chameleon was her name. On stage.
Her tits were, like, this big each.
Yeah.
Fucking, like, balloons.
I remember she's stayed at that house
mm-hmm.
with him, and I had stayed there.
No shitter, though.
I don't remember.
She was all tits.
I just remember I stayed at that house.
Mm-hmm.
And this alarm was going off for like an hour. Some alarm was going off in a room, and it's just like, what the fuck? It's like 6 a.m. You know, we would go to bed at like 4.
Yeah.
5. So I went and ripped this door open, and she's standing there naked. I was like, oh, sorry. I was like, this alarm's been going off for an hour. She's like, oh, it has? I'm like, how did you not hear that? The whole house could hear it. Everybody's like, where is that coming from? So I was like, it's in here. I'm like, oh, sorry.
You're like, oh, sorry.
Nah.
Yeah.
You're a stripper at Dream On Saloon.
Yeah.
Yeah. You make $10,000 a year.
It's such a weird job that when you bounce at a strip club, your job is to watch the girls to make sure they don't break the rules.
I know.
Isn't that fucking weird?
And I used to catch this girl breaking the rules at I don't remember what that place was called.
I didn't like it. I hated it. I thought it was weird.
I hated that job.
I didn't want to police girls touching their pussies and stuff. It was fucking weird.
Well, I caught some girl messing with some dude behind the curtain.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh, well, that's your life. Not mine.
Yeah. I think I only worked 2 nights.
I worked.
Tip you by a tender. Fucking guy on the.
Loser DJs. Can I help you? DJ, can I help you?
Remember when I called there just so I could hear it?
That guy was actually a cool motherfucker.
Yeah, Mr. Jansen.
Yeah, he was cool, man. I worked with him for a while there. He's solid dude.
Yeah. You know, when you're in a bad marriage or whatever, things can go, you know, be tough or whatever.
I don't give a shit. Remember that was his line? I don't give a shit.
I don't give a shit. Is it Ryan be like, hey, Dad, can I get everything? I don't give a shit.
Yeah. He didn't care about anything. Like, cool, whatever.
Yeah.
Get Lori out of my face.
Yeah.
No, he got remarried and he was happy, dude. He was cool.
Yeah.
I like that guy.
That's awesome. DJ, get up, you. DJ, get up, you. Oh, man. It was so hard not to laugh when I called in just to hear it.
Yeah. I just had you prank him so you could hear it.
How he answered the phone.
Get up, you.
Get up, you. Yeah, man, I really wanted to go to that game. We'll go to another one, though, that's at 5 o'clock start.
I'm going to the one on Sunday.
Yeah, you guys are going Sunday anyway. 1 o'clock, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to turn that day anyway.
Yeah, I haven't hung out with these people in a long time.
Yeah, I was looking forward to meeting some new people and hanging with Devin, but it's all good. Plenty more games. Fuck.
Yeah. Another 100 or so?
Yeah, another 120.
Well, what are they? They're like, yeah, probably less than. they play about 160, and they're at 50 or 60 right now.
Still in second place.
Well, they're down to 2 now. Losers.
I mean, they've been in second place in their division for a while.
Forever.
They were in first for like the first 25 games or something, which is still cool. But then they dropped to second. but they're still in second. Every year I've seen them, they've been in last place. So
I've been watching basketball and just busy with our own sports. I haven't been keeping up with baseball that much yet.
Yeah, I don't, me neither. I don't really start until about the end of the finals.
No, I watch all year normally.
Yeah.
If I miss the game, I'll watch the recap.
Yeah.
I'll probably start again tonight.
Yeah, I'm itching to go to a game. I was hoping to go before it got too hot, but...
Well, too late.
It's not so bad right now.
It was 65, 70, 70 degrees up there in Flagstaff. It's crazy.
Yeah, like high of 75 or something?
No, high of like 69.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
People were wearing jeans and hoodies.
Damn. Looked like you had a sick-ass log cabin.
Yeah, that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
Did you have a spiral staircase?
Yep.
Nice. Gotta have that spiral.
Spiral staircase. There's like a bunch of shotguns and bull heads and deer heads and stuff on the walls. And
usable shotguns or like replicas?
No, they were, well, probably usable, but they were
just for show.
Locked up. Padlocked up there. Just for show.
There's black bears up there, right?
Yes. Yeah, I went to the car a couple times at late at night. And I was like, let me look around before I get attacked.
Yeah.
Which they'll probably just run, but...
I think they're scared of humans.
Yeah.
I think brown bears and grizzlies are the ones you don't want to
fuck. Yeah, they're the ones. The kids loved it, man. They were hiking, playing out there, made a fire. They were, Peyton's trying to chop down trees with a hatchet.
Nice.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, that's awesome. Can you shoot your guns up there?
There were some houses around.
Yeah,
so probably not. Maybe a little bit further out. This is only 2 miles from downtown.
Mm.
It's like you pass downtown, take a side road, go up and around right there. It's okay. Great because we played both stadiums that we played at were like 8 minutes away.
Nice.
It's great.
You're like, finally.
Finally. We don't have to drive an hour and a half or an hour or whatever one way. Twice a weekend.
Yeah. Brutal. Some of those stadiums are so far from civilization. Well, not.
Yeah.
I mean, they're like on the outskirts.
Well, our civilization.
Yeah.
From here. Yeah. Well, I guess not from here because we play right up the street from here.
From here? Peoria. Yeah. It's not right up the street.
Well, to me, it is. From here?
It's like 45 minutes.
Let's see, 30. So 101 in Thunderbird. Then we play there a lot. Let's check it out.
You mean 51? Oh, yeah, but 101 loop going south, north-south, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's 30 minutes from here.
12 miles in traffic, 30 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. Still, I mean... I'm going to go back to that Cactus Yards and drink some beers.
Well, that's coming up.
That place is the shit.
Well, we're on a summer break for baseball.
Yeah.
But for those of you that made the All-State team, it doesn't stop.
No.
So we'll be practicing at Cactus Yards until we leave in July.
Yeah.
Yeah, he pitched well this weekend, too. Remember you guys came out to watch him play when he was playing for that other team?
Mm-hmm.
Just same club, just different team. You guys went to the bathroom and came back and they had already pulled him out.
Yeah. Like, I gotta go to the bathroom.
I'm like, yeah, he's pitching. Go ahead and go to the bathroom. You know, they
pulled him.
You normally pitch a few, two, three, four innings, whatever. Nope, he walked a couple in a row and they're like, you're out.
Wow.
That team's so serious.
Yeah.
Those coaches aren't coaching anymore there.
Oh, the ones that were on that other team. They're not coaching.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. It gets pretty serious. You start walking people. Yeah, you got to come out. But 10 years old, give him a chance. You know, they don't know because his old routine, would he would either bean somebody or walk like three or four people and then strike out the rest of the game. So he's got to get it out real quick.
funny.
He doesn't do that so much anymore. He does pretty good.
Yeah.
Old King-a-ling.
Well, he can hit.
He's gonna be, yeah, he can.
He's going to be like a Kershaw pitch and hit. Kershaw can hit.
Who was the other? The guy from the Braves. Was it Glavin? Mm-hmm. Tom Glavin. He was hitting dingers.
Yeah.
Well, nowadays it's Ohtani. He's the Ohtani. Hitting home runs and striking fools out.
Was a Japanese player?
You don't know who Ohtani is?
No.
Shohei Ohtani from the Angels?
No.
He's the best player in MLB. He broke Babe Ruth's records.
What?
To be in Japanese, I thought you guys would be big fans. Wow. Wow. Think you know somebody.
Ohtani.
That dude's bombing home runs and striking everybody out.
He's 28 already.
He played on Japan's team in the Olympics.
So he's like an Ichiro that came over late.
Yeah.
He played in the Japanese league for a bunch of years and then.
Yep.
That sucks because Ichiro, he hit like 3,000 hits in MLB and 2,000 in Japan. So like he would be the all-time hit leader.
Of all time,
of all time.
But he played in Japan.
But he played in Japan.
Well, this guy started a little bit younger. He's been in the league, I think, three or four years.
I think Ichiro's coaching with the Mariners. He's a hit coach.
He loves it up there.
Yeah, he loves baseball.
Yeah. But he's not my kind of player. This is my kind of player. Home runs.
Yeah. Ichiro just get on base. He just start. He's hiked the ball.
He hiked the ball.
He hiked the ball.
He's the Pete Rose.
Pete Rose.
Get on base.
Minus the gambling.
Yeah, they had a little problem with that.
Just let the guy in the Hall of Fame. Fucking, he only bet on himself.
Well, that's the other argument. Oh, Barry Bonds, right? Steroids. Well, steroids don't help your eyes.
No.
Steroids don't help your hand-eye coordination. You still got to hit the ball.
Don't
He's
I know.
He's still going to hit it over. His eyes did not cross ever.
No. They weren't like mine. I can't see the ball.
Remember when all of us went to a park one day to go hit some balls for fun and you couldn't hit one?
Yeah, because we were fucking stoned and I got my head about it. And on account of the eye.
No, I think I hit about 29 dingers that day.
You and Morskin?
I was like me, Vogue, Devin.
I thought Morskin was there one.
He could have been.
Yeah.
I love baseball, babe. Cool, dude. Yeah, so do we, but you keep saying it.
You keep praising it.
Yeah. Catch. Let's go play some catch.
Yeah.
Does he like pronounce all of his words all crazy, bitch?
You're a little bitch. You and Jeff are a little bitch. Yep.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
Look at us now.
No bitch. Here.
I'll play Good life, good life, better, bettest life takes good life. Ah, that fucked that joke up.
You can pay someone to out baseball him now.
Yeah.
Mr. Good at Everything, Morskin.
Mr. Good at Everything. Jackie Lohman was another one of those.
Love everything.
Good at everything.
Jackie actually held his own. He played in the was it the Olympics or like the World Series or something back in, they didn't even brag about it or anything.
Yeah.
He was on TV. He hit a ground rule double to win the entire World Series.
What?
Yeah. And nobody even talked about it.
That's crazy. I didn't even know that. He was such a fucking freak athlete.
He was.
He just had it.
He was great at basketball. Like he was nuts, dude.
Yeah. He was really good at
football.
Basketball
wasn't his thing.
Well, I mean, he was decent at it. I mean, we were nothing. We were kids. We were
like, right. Nothing about like his baseball.
He didn't want to get hit though, but yeah. Right. He wasn't like a "I'll fucking murder you" kind of guy. He was more of a finesse kind of athlete, dude. He was good at pool. Like, we play pool.
Was he really?
Yeah. He was just naturally good at pool. I was like, what the fuck? Is there anything you're not good at?
No.
He's like, being friends with people.
Besides Judah. No, he, that guy, yeah, you don't just get picked out of nowhere to go play for the, whatever Little League World Series he was in.
Right.
That was a big deal.
That's pretty cool.
And then to have the winning hit.
Yeah.
Reminds me of somebody.
King-a-ling.
King-a-ling.
I always make fun of him because this one kid, they call him G-Dog.
Yeah.
So every time he walks up, I'm like, G-Dog, 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 G-Dog. And everybody's like, looks at me, and they're like, you're dumb. I was like, that's what they sound like.
G-Dog, 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 G-Dog.
The nuts haven't dropped yet.
They're like, G-Dog.
No.
King-a-ling.
Screaming it.
He's jacking a fucking 200-footer.
Yeah, 300, but it's cool. No, their fences are usually anywhere from 225, 250. And then our practice fence is about 285.
Was that an infield?
Well, that was a, yeah, that was in the park because the fences were 325 feet tall.
Oh.
Yeah, that's like being bigger than high school.
Yeah.
The fence was so tall. But the two shots that he hit.
MLB is like 350. Is like I've seen 325, 350, yeah. Then 425. Then
four, yeah, just depending on where in the park.
Yeah.
But it, both of those hits were basically off the wall or into the wall. So, like, he hit them.
Yeah.
Any other park would have been. He would have been out dancing around those. But instead, he sprinted.
Mm. Yeah, I liked your coaching. I liked your excitement level when he was running. Like, that's how we do it. Let's go, go, go. Ah.
Well, yeah, I do that. But the coaches to the other team were some pricks the entire game. So I got a little extra loud.
Yeah.
Because game over.
Game over, motherfuckers.
Losers.
Yeah.
They were cool later. We saw them later. But some of those guys just get so, like, come on, dude.
It's a kid's game.
Like, settle down. If if my kid was on that guy's team, I'd be like, dude, we're not playing for this guy anymore. Like, these guys are idiots, dude.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't. Yeah, get riled up. It's, you know, we put a lot of time and effort and money into this. You know, like, yeah, you're going to get riled up, but, like, you look really stupid.
Yeah.
Like, my kid would not play in your team after that game.
Right.
We would be like, we're done, dude. You're a retard.
Yeah, I mean, people get competitive, and, you know, maybe those guys had dreams of being a professional athlete, so now they're like, got to live through the kids.
Yeah, for sure.
You know?
Yeah, me too.
I know somebody like that.
Me too.
I know somebody like that.
I have all four kids. They're great athletes, and I live through them all. And the crazy thing is Knighton, it's going to be better than that fool.
Wow.
Easily. He's already pitching strikes and hitting bombs all over the place with, like, a bat that's way too big. You know, he's just, and he wants it even more. He's like,
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yep. Just picture it, me and you in the booth in a box.
Like this.
In our 60s.
Yeah.
We'll be in our 60s. Or late, you know, we'll be 60.
So let's see, 11 and 8. So what, 10, 15 years from now?
Yeah. Yeah. 15 years, I'll be 59.
You'll be 63. You'll be 64.
64. Your dad's 84 from now on.
Oh, yeah.
84 He's is the new 64.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't wait.
We'll be in a box, and they're going to be playing against each other, the House Brothers.
We'll and I'm going to have to wear one red jersey,
yeah.
Split in half, one black jersey, or whatever it is.
Yep, me too.
have their numbers split, mm-hmm. and we'll be up there holding hands together like this.
No, I'll pick a favorite by then. I'll be like, you know,
you're my favorite.
Yeah, this one's better than that one. I don't
know. Be like,
look at the stats. What are you?
Be like, you play second base? Yeah, I'm not into second base.
Yeah, come on, at least shortstop.
Yeah, come on. Second base is like the loser spot on the field.
Yeah, that's like where
you
played.
You bat ninth? Oh, he bats third.
Yeah.
So, sorry.
Yeah.
29 home runs to 59.
You already had the Tommy John surgery? Yeah.
They're doing, speaking of that, they do that preventative now.
That's
high schoolers and college players.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you already had the Tommy John surgery? Oh, write it down, write it down.
It comes with puberty blockers.
Yeah. All because they want to throw sidearm and cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's... people really still throw sidearm?
Oh, yeah, more than ever. You look at all the pros. You see any pros going like this?
Mm-hmm.
No, they're all sling it.
Interesting.
But they're also grown men that have been throwing for 30 years, 20 years, whatever.
Yeah.
10 to 20 years. And they're done growing, and they're strong, and they work out for that.
Right.
Like, not these little kids like Kingston, like, oh, I'm cool. It's like, no, you're going to destroy yourself.
Yeah. It's pitched the right way.
Over the top.
Yeah.
Sit and throw.
I learned how to throw sidearm at the beach with you.
Yeah. Left or right. You did it right-handed. I did it left-handed.
Yeah. We'd switch gloves and then learn how to.
Can you believe we taught ourselves to pitch other-handed?
Yeah.
We were doing it.
Yeah. And we were doing it. I can still do it. I can still throw a ball right-handed better than some people can throw their own handed.
Yeah, me too, probably.
That are not very athletic people.
Oh, yeah. I mean, for sure I can. But
I can definitely throw better opposite-handed than other people opposite-handed.
Oh, for sure.
For fucking sure. Because of that. Because of that, and because of switching stances and fighting helped a lot too.
Those endless hours at the beach pitching to each other.
And my dad switched me from right-handed. When I started playing golf at 9, he started me right-handed. And then my golf coach switched me when I was 15 years old, back to left-handed or to left-handed. So just that kind of switching left and right helped.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, you should get your kids doing the switch hitting too.
Yeah, Kingston tries. He thinks he's cool and wants to try. And
yeah.
We'll do it like so.
It's just work.
We'll go to the, you know, be at the pool or something, and I'll be pitching some little foam ball to them, and he'll do it left-handed. Like, I just hit it over left-handed.
Nice.
Yeah. But he'll try in real life at practice.
Yeah.
Nah.
Are all your kids right-handed?
Yep.
Oh, wow. No lefties.
Big right-handers on the mound.
Yeah. You want them to be lefties, though, right?
It doesn't matter anymore. There's so much of both.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter anymore. It used to be a thing. Oh, you got the lefty.
In baseball, how come... Is there a rule? I'm not sure about that. Is there a rule where in MLB you have to register what handedness you're going to hit? I don't understand why guys, if they start out right-handed against a left-handed pitcher, that's a better advantage, better angle. And then if a right-handed pitcher comes in, why don't they switch if they're switch hitters?
They do.
No.
Some do.
They never do. I've never fucking seen it. Is there some sort of rule?
So if you have a switch hitter, like who is a – Dexter Fowler was a switch hitter. Sometimes, depending on the pitcher, he would go in right-handed or left-handed. I've seen that.
I've never seen somebody switch it.
Not at the in-between bats. Like, oh, it's Fowler's turn to hit, so we got the big lefty on the mound, so he's going to go up and hit left-handed.
Right-handed.
Yeah, whatever the advantage is.
I think you want to be opposite.
So, I've seen that, but I can't remember too many of those switch hitters. I know a lot of, like, Max Muncy, Otani, those guys bat left-handed, but they throw right-handed. Yeah. Well, there's a lot of that. We have a kid like that on our team.
It just seems like it'd be pretty advantageous to be a switch hitter and then actually be able to do it in a game based on who you're hitting against, their handedness. But I never see guys do that, even though they are switch hitters during the game. But I'll see them start out a different, like they'll start one game left-handed and just hit left-handed the whole game, and then they'll start right-handed and just hit the whole game right-handed. So I'm wondering if there's some rule where you have to say, I'm going to hit, like, as part of the strategy for the managers to be
there,
like,
could be, but I don't see.
I've never heard people talk about it either, so.
That being that big of a deal.
Right.
Like, oh, World Series, two outs, full count. Here comes Luke. He's going to bat right-handed. What's happening? You know, like, you ever heard some crap like that?
No.
I don't know. It could be. It could be something weird. I don't know.
You just don't see the switch hitting that much.
I saw one of those reels where, like, maybe he was a college player or high school player. He was batting right hand. He's like, hold on. He went over, batted left. But I batted left-handed one game. I was like 16.
Yeah.
I think I just grounded out. But I used to practice all the time. I thought it was awesome.
Yeah.
I remember the guy, his name was Matt. He had been pitching that whole game, and I had rocked him right-handed, like, all game. Nice, good hits all game. And I got up there left-handed. He was like, oh, whatever. Oh. He was so mad.
That's like when you're playing pool and you have to switch hands sometimes for different angles. You're like, I got this. You get cocky.
That's pretty much what I was doing.
Yeah.
That's when me and this guy named Scott Jolly, we were the coaches of that team at 16 years old because our coach never showed up. So we just took over.
Yeah.
A great season. We had a blast.
Nice.
Yeah, I think we lost every game, but it was such a good time.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Loved it. He pitched every game and I caught every game.
Nice.
And he pitched all seven innings.
Wow.
That's like so bad for you.
So he was the pitcher, you were the catcher.
Yeah, turned it into some weird sexual innuendo.
Yeah, I do what I can.
Yeah.
I do what I can to bust your balls.
Literally.
Literally.
Give me a whiskey glass right now.
No, my eyebrows.
Knock you out with your whiskey glass? Knock yourself out.
Knock myself out with my knee into the whiskey glass, into my eyebrow.
Yeah.
I don't think it even broke the glass.
No. Not that thing. It's so thick.
Yeah, it just broke my eyebrow.
What are the chances I throw something toward your knees and you get so scared and whap right in the face?
Well, it's called a knee-jerk reaction for a reason, Jeff, when somebody goes to hit you in the balls. Yeah.
You're all bleeding.
Like, what? It's like,
you all die. I'm like, oh, oops.
Yeah.
All he did is throw his cup at him.
Yep. Hit me in the carotid.
Your carotid artery just sprays all over the house. I'm like, I gotta go.
I just have a rare body where my carotid goes up above my eyebrow.
By your eyebrow.
Fuck.
Oh, man. Good old days.
That happened to Sean Farrell. Remember Sean Farrell?
Yeah.
My old buddy from high school, Cam and I's old buddy. Mm-hmm. His carotid, one of his arteries popped inside of his neck.
Oof.
He didn't know it. It was on the 4th of July. And he
have a dark purple neck?
No, he just was like, ah, oh, my neck's like, he just felt like he strained his neck.
Oh, my neck! Oh, yeah, my neck!
Yeah, he just felt like his neck, he strained his neck or something, and then he passed out, and luckily his neighbor was a nurse. So she came over and kept him alive while the ambulance came, and
Jeez.
Yeah. Like, it's a really rare thing, but it happens, and I guess most people die from it.
Oh, he's lucky.
Yeah, he's lucky. He's alive.
Maybe it was the razor under his tongue?
The razor under his tongue kept him alive and tough.
What did he... He's a bouncer at the Wooden Chicken?
The Wooden Chicken.
Well, yeah, I told her Weezer.
He's a good guy.
Oh, no, he's cool.
He's a good dude. But yeah. He definitely wanted to be a tough gangster.
That's cool.
So did all of us.
Yeah, we did.
We all wanted to be fucking Set Tupac. Everybody wanted to be Tupac.
And now we run from that. Ugh. Like that time coming home, we had dinner with you guys, and the guy pulled a gun on me in the freeway.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? That was crazy.
Yeah.
I had to drive like Jason Bourne. They're following us after that.
Yeah.
And all I literally did was tell, I was like, get out of here, bro. And they're like, what you do? What?
Road rage.
Yeah. Well, they were just some young 20-year-olds.
Yeah.
Trying to be cool.
Ja Morant.
Yeah.
Bunch of Ja Morants.
Yeah, literally, I just got off on that exit, and then they're all jerking through cars and, like, followed me all crazy. I'm like, oh, great. And I'm like, well, normally I'd be like, okay, well, for one, it wasn't my car, so go ahead and kick the car. It's fine, but I could beat up these two kids. That's fine.
No, no guns, though.
They flashed a gun at me. I'm like, yeah, I got three kids in the car right now.
I'm not doing that.
So I went into traffic all fast, and they, like, cut some people. They wanted to come get me bad. And then I whipped a U-turn.
Yep.
They couldn't see it.
Yeah.
Until everybody in the car is like, what's happening? I'm like, shut the fuck up. Just let me do what I got to do. Like, I drive like that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you drive like a grandpa.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. You've always driven like a grandpa. Ever since you got your license and we were in the Cutlass.
Oh, dude, I'm a gangster, bro.
Smooth.
In no hurry.
I'm a gangster, bro.
I'm a gangster.
I'm a gangster, bro.
Bro.
Yeah, dude.
It's cool, dude.
It's cool, dude. Feels good, dude.
Snort some meth, dude.
Feels good, dude. Feels good to have a dick in your ass, dude. All right. Good. Good.
Okay.
Good for you.
No thanks to trying that.
Nope. I'm good. Yeah. There's certain things you don't need to try in life, kids. Certain things you just don't need to try. Meth is one of them.
True. True.
That was a mistake. I shouldn't have tried it. Did not need to try it. Certain things you don't need to try. Take it from me. Don't try meth. On that note, we're out.
Say no to meth.
Say no to meth and, putting things in your body you don't want to.
Yeah.
Could be dicks. Could be anything. Could be drugs.
If you want to, just go to that part of town.
Well, if you want to do it, that's fine. You might like it. But you don't have to try it if you don't want to. I never tried it. Didn't want to. This one time when I was dating. Never mind.
Bye.
Bye, bitches. See ya.